Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nothing is broken. Everything works. It is Monday.
I'm not sure about it, whether everything works or not. I can hear myself now, Richie. It's okay. Monday, the 9th of February. This is Valentine's week. Are you ready for your Valentine? Well, Jennifer's not here, so we can't really get into the preparations, right?
Oh, no.
Man, this is not left there.
My wife has already secured her tickets for 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, is that what you're going to do Valentine's
night? That we will be seeing Valentine's weekend, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, Sam Smith.
Wow.
Was the winner with the Grammy voters.
Big
and
time.
Apparently made a very good impression. Hi, Kenny. I forgot the Kenny. Kenny and Richie and Dougie. Now, let's see here. Kenny, I haven't seen you or talked to you since last Wednesday. You had a good weekend?
I did. I had a very nice weekend.
Good. All right. Sounds like your voice didn't do too well, but the rest of you may have done all right. Richie and I were in Atlanta on Friday and Saturday at a radio convention, a talk host summit, as it were, and now he and I, we were, for the first time in almost a year, sitting across from one another, and then today, we're sitting across from one another again.
I went to escape from you, and I couldn't escape.
No, so from Atlanta to Washington, actually I'm on my way across country with Charlotte to go to California in the car, so this makes a logical first stop, and it was so nice yesterday leaving Boston. The drifts are now, or the piles of snow, are 20 to 25 feet high.
Good
all around
Lord.
The barns. And some of them are, I should get them to take some pictures today of one side of the barn where the snow is just being piled up. They built a sort of snow fence to keep the cows away from one area because the snow is so deep. So
wow.
And there's more today. Schools are called off again today.
Another couple of feet possible. Foot to 2 feet, right?
I guess it depends on how unlucky or lucky you are to be where you are. Skiers, it's even a difficult thing for skiers to work because there's so much snow. It has to be groomed, I guess. I'm not a skier.
You have to have a base.
Yeah.
And if the base isn't packed, if it's soft, and you sink too far down into it. So you have to have packed powder underneath the fresh powder.
All right. All right. Let's see what's going on here in terms of what, first of all, Kenny, you were monitoring over the weekend our Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. What seems to be the number one item there as we work our way into a new week, hopefully new issues?
This whole matter with Brian Williams.
Yep. He's done.
Isn't that amazing?
That statement. I think he's done.
I don't know that you're wrong.
Yeah,
you could be right.
Yeah. And whether he should be or not, I guess, is the conversation. When you look at him, what will you think? He was supposed to be, he was scheduled for this Thursday on The Late Show again with David Letterman. They call this the Chopper Whopper. Have you ever heard the chopper? Is that what all that got there sounds like?
Yeah, in slow motion, yes.
In slow motion, right. So anyway, I think that Brian Williams has, because of the growing scandal, is it a scandal? I saw that word being used 3 or 4 times.
It's a scandal.
Yeah.
It's definitely a scandal.
All right. Yeah. So what are people saying about it, Kenny, in terms of who's on the right side, who's on the wrong side?
Well, Carol says this is much ado about nothing, considering that Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC all embellish and slant stories all the time.
There's something to be said for that, but that's what we expect from them because we know that they're prejudiced. We expect something different from ABC, NBC, CBS than we do from Fox, or at least I do. I don't think there's any credibility. I don't look at the network newscast anyway as something that's important. I find them all now to be bloated egotists. Scott Pelley sits there like a professor. Oh, he's got a big voice. And this new kid, and he is a kid, Weil, how do you pronounce his name at ABC?
David Muir? Is it David Muir?
Oh, Muir. That's right.
Yeah.
Weil. It's Muir. M-U-I-R. He doesn't have any credibility. Why? Where's Diane Sawyer?
Build credibility, and that's what you think that Brian Williams has taken 10 years to do, and then now, boom, it's all shot.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're looking into almost every story that he's ever reported on. There's two other stories where they're looking to see, Katrina.
Katrina.
When he said he was in the French Quarter and saw a man's body floating by him in the French Quarter. Well, the French Quarter didn't get flooded. So it'd be tough for somebody to float by him. So now they're looking into that story. And, you know, now, I mean, everything. And I'm telling you, Doug, if you have seen the memes, you know, the funny pictures on the Internet.
Yeah,
they're floating around that they're made.
Yeah, right.
They have Brian Wilson crossing the Delaware with Washington. They have Brian Wilson or Williams in O.J. Simpson's Bronco. It's hysterical.
Well, it's hysterical, yet it's sad.
It is sad because the guy's a good news guy. I mean, he does a good job.
Under
and
the circumstances.
You think that he's credible or not, I mean.
What is the expectation?
He's polished and he delivers the news in a good way.
One of the things that we talked about at this event that we were at on Friday and Saturday, Richie, was whether there is the same credible standards or credibility standards for people like me versus people like Brian Williams. And again, I don't hold Fox News in any esteem whatsoever. I don't think they're fair. I don't think they're balanced.
Well, but I mean, with MSNBC and Fox, you know what you're getting when you go there. Who cares?
Well, some people do, some people don't. But under the circumstances, because this was a group of talk radio people, the focus was on how do you tell stories? How are things embellished? And I know in my own personal life sometimes, we're here to tell stories. And do I embellish on some things? Well, from time to time. There are things that...
time to time. Right now and then.
That's story time. And so what we're interested in here isn't the same thing as what people are interested in if they're watching the NBC Nightly News, the ABC World News Tonight, and CBS's whatever they call it.
Right. This is conversation.
Right. So then there is a different standard. Whether you expect it or not is not the point. It's what's real. And in this circumstance, Williams and Muir and Pelley are the three who are supposed to hold the standards of the old Huntley Brinkley, Howard K. Smith, and Walter Cronkite. I'm using guys from each. Those were all network guys back 40 years ago. So what, under the circumstances, is the right thing for... what's the right way to handle this? If you were the president of NBC News, what would you be saying or thinking? Who's next in line? And, by the way, who is next in line? 888-302-DOUG. Who's next in line?
That's a good question.
At NBC. I don't see
Lester Holt. Lester Holt's filling in.
He is. He's the guy who does the weekend, both the Today Show and the NBC Nightly News on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's changed a lot. I think he came from Cleveland, if I remember correctly. And his looks have changed dramatically, I think, over the past 3 or 4 years. Don't you think? He used to be a little heavy.
Really?
Now
I've always thought he's been in good shape.
Yeah, no, but I think there's something about his face that looks different. It looks... I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but I just think that he looks different and not bad, just different. All right, so Kenny,
he's 55, so he's young enough.
Yeah, you can get another 10 years out of him. All right, so what else have you got, Kenny? Or where are we going with this as far as comments are concerned?
Susan says, Brian Williams dishonored his profession and his viewers by lying to boost his image. There's no excuse.
Did he lie to boost his image? Was it really a lie? Did he decide...
He embellished.
Right. So what is the difference between embellishing something and absolutely not telling the truth? Is embellishment and not telling the truth the same thing all the time?
Well, there was truth in his story.
There was.
In that a helicopter was attacked.
But in
that
general,
was in his group.
But in general, what's the difference between embellishing on a story and outright lying? Not telling the truth.
Well, there's an outright lie in his story, too.
Okay, so then it's more than embellishing.
I think you could go there, yeah.
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 So then what, there are plenty of people, I mean, think about the people in your own circle. When you tell, for example, when you tell your children that there's a Santa Claus, that's not true. No.
Little ears. Little ears.
You think, okay, so what other one? The rabbit?
The rabbit, yeah.
Tooth fairy.
Wow, there you go. Huh? I mean, think about it for a second. What sorts of stories do you tell? And do you tell them to people that you care about in the name of just telling a good story? Or are you doing you and them a disservice by not telling them the truth?
Well,
I got that email.
Think about when you watch the evening news.
The whole
news.
Truth and nothing but the truth, tell me, God.
Yeah. Think about when you're watching the evening news with your kids, and they see some of these horrible, terrible things that Brian Williams is reporting on, and your kids ask you about that story.
Your kids watch the NBC Nightly News with you?
No.
Well, who has kids watching the NBC Nightly
News? You can't. You can't have your kids watch the news anymore.
So then why are you using
it? Because it's all murder, fire. Because if the TV's on and they see something and they ask, Daddy, who is ISIS?
Uh-huh.
What do you tell them?
Well, you tell them that they're bad guys in the Middle East.
Right.
That's what you tell them.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Are they going to come here and hurt us? No.
Well, you don't know that. That's not true.
But what are you going to tell them?
Say, no, no.
What are you
going to
tell them?
So is there a reason sometimes to embellish something?
Exactly.
I think that's the way I think about this, and that's the way I would tell this story about Brian Williams. I'm sure that there is something there. The separation of what he does for a living and how he may be in his real life, he's getting paid to be a professional. So there ought to be a difference, but sometimes there isn't. Sometimes that stuff doesn't work. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in store only while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See storestaples.com for full details.
Attention construction pros, IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right, two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando this Wednesday through Friday. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and view guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business, and it'll all be sold this Wednesday through Friday. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Don't come complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Since I met you, I feel fine. I don't want to make you mine. I would travel anywhere to see your face.
We're apparently on their short list, Kenny, right?
Feeling.
Yes, we are.
The Jive Aces sent us this on Twitter. This is the first song from their forthcoming album, Spread a Bit of Happiness. The new album is out yet. The song's available on iTunes starting today. We have the first broadcast appearance of this song, La Dolce Vita. These guys are so fabulous. Just fantastic. Crank it up, Ray. These people should have won at the Grammy Awards last night.
Yeah.
You make me steer the world as if it's new.
Can't sit still to this.
As it's present in your walk, and pepperoni in your talk. Everything about you is Italy. Now you would seem at home in Napoli or Rome. And tiramisu is what you do.
Tiramisu is what you do to me. Great line. All right, watch the whole video of the day at DougSteffen.com. La Dolce Vita by the swing band from England, the Jive Aces. All right, last night, big winners, Sam Smith, his song, Stay With Me. Quite a good song.
This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
So he was the winner for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. The Album of the Year belonged to Beck, Morning Phase. But yeah. Smith won also for Best New Artist. Interesting way he presents himself. I've seen some pictures and video of him. But what do we know about him, Kenny?
Not a lot. He's relatively new. He even said on the red carpet last night, a year ago, nobody even knew who I was.
Yeah. Well, a week ago, I didn't know who he was. So,
you know what? He was pretty cool, though, in that he said, I tried for years to make it big by being something I wasn't.
Yeah.
I tried losing weight. I tried, you know, and he's not a big guy, but he's like, I tried losing weight. I tried looking different. And it wasn't until I was myself that I got any attention.
Well, he certainly did a good job in terms of how he's the story from the Grammys, as far as I can see.
Well, and I'll tell you, I had no idea that Beck even had a new album out. I mean, Beck was like,
so 1990s. Are we losing touch?
No, Beck music? Was a guy from, what, Kenny, 10, 12 years ago, who was,
at least.
He was big. And I mean, he was winning Grammys left and right when he was out. And then just kind of fell off the earth. So, and I think I got something for me. This is the Morning Phase. Or off of the album. And the guy's a genius songwriter. A little weird.
Glenn Beck's brother, Ralph?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Just Beck.
This is Ralph Beck, ladies and gentlemen.
Glenn's brother.
Yeah. Well, you know what I find? A couple of incidental anecdotal things from this. When I see the indulgence, and that's really what it is, that is sent toward a Kardashian who looked like she's nothing but she had a bathrobe on, she was practically naked. This show is a show for the family. You're going to have your boobs hanging out all over the place?
You know what you did miss? What was interesting, though, is Kanye West performing a song that Paul McCartney had written for him.
Paul McCartney was discovered by Kanye West, right?
That's right. Yeah. And then Kanye West and Paul McCartney and Rihanna performing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually liked it.
Did you?
The song that they performed together, of course it was written by Paul, was really very good, and they were all very good.
People are talking about the bleeps. Apparently there were a couple of circumstances.
Yeah.
One got bleeped and the other one didn't. So, but again, what's kind of... It's frustrating, frankly. It's 28 past the hour. That's what...
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it on at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Mitch McFadden at the controls here in Washington. Yes, here, I said. I'm in Washington tomorrow in Atlanta. I think I'll be in Atlanta tomorrow.
You just left Atlanta.
I know, but I'm going back because it was such a wonderful place.
Why are you going south?
Because I want to make sure I stay away from whatever.
South.
Actually, I'm having this discussion with Brendan because he's going to meet me part way. Whether I go to St. Louis today or whether I go to Atlanta.
Doug is driving cross country with
Charlotte.
With the dog Charlotte.
Yes.
So he was just in Atlanta on Saturday, flew back to Boston, then drove down here to Washington, D.C., sitting with me, and now is getting ready to head west after he goes a little farther south.
I don't really, if I go to St. Louis and then we can go down across to like Omaha and across to Albuquerque and down that way, that saves about 200 miles from doing it the other way. I've done this so many times.
I can't even count the amount of times. I've never driven across country once, and you've done it, what, 30, 40 times?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I try to go a different way each time or a different combination of things. Just depends on the weather. And by the way, the weather around the country today is superb unless you're in the Northeast.
It was 66 or 67 degrees here in D.C. yesterday.
Right, 70s in Atlanta.
Today.
Right. It's 50 easily. It is pleasant. And this is the first time, other than going to Atlanta, that I've been out of that snow for since it started. So what I was saying, weather across the country today is pretty good everywhere. And this week looks like it's pretty good everywhere, with the exception of the Northeast, that depending on where you are, probably northern Connecticut into most of Massachusetts, up into New Hampshire and Maine, there will be, depending on how the winds blow, literally and figuratively, and how the combinations in the upper atmosphere work, the jet stream and the upper winds. Now, the other day, when we were flying. What day was that? I went down on Thursday night is when I flew down. 185 mile an hour headwinds, which slowed the plane down. I mean, that takes a pile of...
You said 185 mile an hour.
Mile an hour winds hitting the plane where it was at 30,000 feet.
100 mile an hour winds.
185.
Wow.
185 mile an hour winds were hitting the plane, so that takes about 40 to 50 miles. That takes about 10% out of the speed.
How do you know that?
The plane. How do I know what the winds were? Because
yeah.
The pilot said we're hitting 185 mile an hour headwinds, and
wow.
That's why we're going to be late.
Yeah, it was windy for us from D.C. down there. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it was right. We're in the same air corridor.
Yeah.
At any rate, we're going back to Kenny. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Do we need any more Brian Williams stuff? There ought to be some other things there, right?
That's the hot one this morning.
Really?
In fact, there's a hashtag on Twitter, Brian Williams misremembers. They're having a really good time with this.
But is it a good time? Why would you, I guess the psychology of this, what is there about the human psychology that has a good time over something like this? This guy's career is over.
I feel bad for
him. Does it make it...
For some reason, I like him.
Yeah, he's a likable guy.
Yeah, I
is
feel
this,
bad for him.
Ought, did this to be the end of his career? 888-302-3684. Is this something that, as a lot of people are talking about it, one wonders if it's more important than, for example, what's going on in the Ukraine today, where Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France trying to revive the peace plan and end the war. 5,300 Ukrainians have been killed. Dozens and dozens and dozens, hundreds, thousands have been either killed or they have been removed from the situation. So what's the best way of handling that? If you look at the way John Kerry is presenting things, he's happy to tell you how the successes are going in Iraq, for example, and, you know, whether that's relative or not. There's just, I was thinking sort of out loud about how many different places in the world there's a problem. Think about it. Think about Africa and all of the places, whether it's Somalia. I had a fellow who came to my hotel room the other night to fix something that wasn't working right, in the integrated media stuff.
Right.
And I asked him where he was from. He said, Somalia. And I said, how did you get here? And he looked at me.
I came up the elevator, sir.
he had a sheepish look on his face. I didn't ask him if he was legal. But I said, why did you leave Somalia? He said it was leave or be killed.
Right.
So how about that?
It's the Wild West in Somalia.
But, I mean, there are other places in Africa that are like that. We pay no attention. I mean, we pay a little attention to the Somalians because they're out hijacking the pirates from Somalia, hijacking ships in that corridor on the west side, I'm sorry, the east side of Africa. But other than that, who pays attention? Nobody's paid attention to Africa since South Africa
because
declared its independence. The middle part, the Horn of Africa, those people have been at war with each other, those tribes, because the Europeans went in and cut up.
Nobody's crossing our borders, coming into our borders like ISIS and Al-Qaeda does.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS and Al-Qaeda are a threat to us.
Yeah.
Nobody in Africa. Boko Haram.
So then why do we pay attention to the Ukraine? What's the point? Why are
because
we going?
Russia taking over the Ukraine is a threat to us.
How?
Europe and oil and all kinds of
I was
other
listening
things.
To somebody the other day talk about how scared they were because of what was going on
it
in
was,
Ukraine.
It was fascinating. The conference that we went to, they had a live focus group. They brought in eight people just off of the street.
Yeah, Atlantans. They were good.
And from Atlanta, and they let us, the radio industry, ask them questions. And this was one of the topics that a couple of people stood and said, this scares them, mm-hmm. is the Ukraine situation.
Yep. Yeah. Why? These people, as bad as Vlad is, bad Vlad isn't stupid. He's not going to throw nuclear weaponry around. The only people that would do that are the terrorists.
No, but he's obviously happy to kind of take over the neighboring country and then bleed into the next country and just kind of tromp through a little bit of that eastern bloc of Europe and you know, say, well, this is mine.
Sports out of control next year on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in store only while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See storestaples.com for full details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Don't forget to get your free coffee from BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your first pound is free by calling 866-456-7805. You'll cue yourself into the BuzzBox line, and you'll sign up for the coffee. When it gets there, you'll smell it, you'll love it, and then you'll sign up for the program. They know once you try it, you'll be hooked. So try that first free pound of BuzzBox coffee at 866-456-7805, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There was a big to-do in Egypt yesterday. You hear these stories from time to time. Remember when there was a match, I want to say it was in Manchester a few years ago, and I don't remember, there were two or three of these that happened sort of in a row. One of them, the melee, was caused by the stands collapsing. Kenny, you remember that? I think that was in Manchester or Birmingham.
Yeah.
But then, because soccer, there is such a passion for it. And we have a lot of passion for our sports here. Certainly a lot of passion involved in football. Not so much in basketball, baseball. I don't know why there is so much passion for football. But at any rate, in Europe and in Northern Africa, where soccer is the big deal, there was a problem yesterday in Egypt. About 12, 13 people were killed in a stampede. No, actually, there were 74 people that were killed. The turmoil happened. This kind of thing. I guess what I want to get into or wonder about is why people get so passionate about stuff like this. Look what happens after a team wins the Super Bowl or they win the World Series. Instead of celebrating it,
they turn the city upside down. People
go through the streets and burn cars and they break into stores. What is there about the human condition that creates this havoc?
I have no idea.
I don't begin to understand why it is that people feel this is the way to express themselves. What's wrong with this picture? And it happens over, and it isn't just, again, it's all over the world where there are things that supposedly a number of people are passionate about. And when there's a winner or a loser, or even sometimes you've seen it happen when there were bad calls in a game, people go riot.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, can you add any, I have no other real information about the game itself. I'm just privy to what happened in the aftermath, which I think is more important for us to understand anyway, unless you're a big soccer fan. Who knows anybody in this country who's a soccer fan? Do you know anybody in your circle of friends who is as passionate about soccer as you are about football?
My wife.
Really? Okay. So, but
when Colombia plays in the World
South
Cup,
American thing, yeah.
They're all about, she's from Colombia. They're all about it. And then all of her friends. And I will tell you, they're about ready to build a new stadium here in D.C.
Soccer stadium?
For the soccer team.
Really?
That's all that will
be
played.
Have we been so behind the rest of the world?
Been able to build up enough of a following here in D.C. that they don't need to use the old rundown RFK stadium anymore and are going to spend, $100 million on a soccer stadium there.
Is that because Washington is such an international city?
Yeah.
Where else would it work in this country?
Oh, I'm sure New York, Miami, Los Angeles. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Do you like watching soccer games, you guys?
I will admit to actually getting into the World Cup when I was this is boring. They score 1-0. But then I watched it, and I actually started to get into it a little bit. I don't know that I would ever watch another game, but it was interesting.
Kenny?
I felt the same way as Rich. I didn't think that I would care, but now when the World Cup comes around, you almost can't get away from it.
Well, that's because of all the South American, Central Americans that live in the country.
And the Europeans.
Else. Yeah. So what is there, though?
I mean, there are bars here that just do the European soccer.
Really?
And the bars are
packed. Do you know how dangerous soccer is? Talk about football. There's no protection. And these guys stick their heads up, and these balls are going 40, 45, 50 miles an hour. They stick their heads up, and wow.
They're a bunch of wimps, though.
How so?
Right, they're rolling around and writhing in pain when nothing happens.
It's like basketball. It's the same thing.
Well, no, the guys—they aren't. They don't act.
Basketball guys.
In soccer.
Are you kidding?
There's so much drama going on in soccer.
Are you kidding about basketball?
It's like a kicker in the NFL when he's drawing.
You gotta be kidding about basketball, though, right? Basketball. You're kidding about basketball.
They don't roll around on the ground pretending to be.
Well, of course
not
they
like
do.
In soccer.
These big phony balonies. There. I'm gonna hurt.
Yeah, but they're really hurt then.
They aren't either really hurt. Most of them are not hurt. It's a big play. Come on. What's the matter with you? 888.
I watch sports.
Really? Well, I guess that's what's the matter with me.
You.
I don't watch. But I remember, on occasion, I used to watch, it's funny, what do they call it? How much of a, when you're a hometown, what do they call those people that are, not townies, but when you support a homer, right? Yeah. As opposed to a homo. So the homer
right.
in me remembers Bob Cousy, John Havlicek, and Johnny Most, who he was one of the best, most biased broadcasters ever to come down the pike.
Well, you're supposed to be. Yeah.
I can remember him. Havlicek stole the ball, and you look. I mean, he worked for me when I was running the station in Boston in the mid '80s, and I used to look at the veins in his neck when he was broadcasting.
The guy that does the hockey here is one of those guys. He's a screamer.
Yeah.
Just like, how does he maintain that?
But I enjoyed. But there were a lot of foolish things going on the floor during basketball at that time.
Oh, basketball games is a totally fun thing to go watch.
Well, I just said that to you.
Yeah.
You said no, they're not faking it. Of course they're faking it.
No. I'm just talking about the entertainment value of going to a basketball game.
All right, 48 past the hour, and good day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, where's our bulletin sounder?
Bulletin, news.
Bulletin. Dateline Singapore. There's a shortage of waiters. So there's a company there proposing to use drones to serve you your food. Welcome to the NBC Morning News.
Bill Steffen from the newsroom. What's going on, Bill?
There's a story at DougSteffen.com about this robotics company that says it has drones that can operate without a controller using a computer program. What is scary about this picture, a computer programming a drone to bring you your steak. How in the name of God?
I was talking to a friend of mine.
They carry 4 pounds of food and drinks, 2 pints of beer, a pizza, 2 glasses of wine.
All right.
Go ahead. A friend of yours was?
Designs drones for the military. He's the defense contractor.
Yeah.
He says, you don't have to worry about drones taking over the world. They can't sustain the battery for more than 5 or 8 minutes, which is true.
Really?
I go to the hobby shop, and I'm like, all right, what's the most I
can
get out
of any
battery?
I thought the guy from Tesla was working on some new kind of battery system.
Not yet.
Yeah, well, but that'll come down the pike. So from now on, when you go to McDonald's, it's like dealing with a robot when you go to those fast food stores, right?
McDonald's employees keep demanding $20 minimum wage. This is what's coming.
This is stand by for robots at McDonald's. 51 after the hour of the day.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Monday program. It's the 9th of February. And in Tech Talk time, lots of consumer electronic information. Starting off with our reporter who's here every day, Shelley Palmer. Can I say that again? That was kind of a slurry mess, wasn't it? Shelley Palmer is here every day. Shelley talks with you in a moment about a new Microsoft Outlook email app and its best features, which Richie will say are none. So that's coming up in just a matter of moments. Those of you who are Microsoft people, stand by for this info here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offerings 2/14/15 in store only, while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See storestaples.com for full details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you never say the words Microsoft and cool in the same sense. It's just not done. And it's hard to get excited about email. We use it every day and just sort of deal with it. But that's changed. Microsoft just came out with a free Outlook app for iOS and Android, and it may be the best email client ever made. The app doesn't force you into conversation mode like Gmail does, because when you open it up, it has focused conversations you care about. But here's the magic part. Your calendar is fully integrated, just like your Outlook calendar is on your desktop. That means if someone sends you a calendar invite, you can respond immediately on your phone. Gmail's mobile app just doesn't do that. The Outlook app also integrates Dropbox and OneDrive, making it super easy to save attachments. It's literally the best email client I've seen for Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, Apple Mail, whatever you've got. The new Outlook app for iOS and Android is going to work for you. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
The World Wide Web Consortium, known as W3C, which I love all these euphemisms for things, says it's going to be standardizing web applications for the auto industry through its newly formed Automotive Working Group. New standards allow drivers to sync mobile apps with the internal control systems in the car. There will be a browser interface. How do you imagine that's
what Bruce Jenner was using yesterday when he killed that lady. Bruce Jenner got into an accident yesterday and killed a lady, and now they're looking into his text records.
So to see whether he was texting.
They're looking at everybody that was involved in the accident's phone records, but I'm going to guarantee you he was texting, talking, something like that when he killed that lady.
There's a warning from Senator Markey, one of the big gas bags, one of the biggest gas bags in Washington. The increasing technical complexity of cars will leave drivers' security and privacy at risk. So now these guys are finally waking up to the fact that all of the 20 major car makers are loading up the cars with all of this stuff, and it's going to leave you vulnerable, the same as if you use your, let's say you're going to do a wire transfer of some money. If you send an email to somebody with your bank numbers on it, you are out of your mind.
Who would do that?
A lot of people do that. They'll send me an email with the what do they call it, the codes for the wire information, so that you can send. Like somebody's wiring me some money, and they said, "Send me an email with your with the codes." I said, "I'm not going to send you an email with the codes. I'm calling you, but I'm not sending an email." You're a ripe target for hackers. If you don't realize that that's part of the, we all know there's no more privacy. We know there's no more privacy. But this,
my philosophy is be the needle, the smallest needle in the haystack.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of cybersecurity people that have come out in the last few months saying all these electronic systems may be vulnerable, and including how the car operates itself. You remember we were talking about OnStar?
Yeah.
And if you're making payments to the GM, if GM holds the mortgage on your car and you haven't made your payments, they'll activate the OnStar thing, and you could stop in the middle of the Pacific Coast Highway. They shut the cars off.
No, they could kill people.
Oh, hello. Ding, ding, 40, whatever. Yeah.
Hey, you still got a minute.
That's the whole thing is that these people, they're not interested in, they want the car. Or they want you to somehow, Kenny, is that true or not? Here's Richie.
They're not going to stop cars in the middle of traffic on the highway.
Have there been examples of people whose cars have been shut down any place?
They've already got a problem with that called the key ring thing, the heavy keys that turn the key off and it's killing people.
Stop arguing with me.
They're
listen
going
to Kenny.
Court.
Kenny. Am I right or not?
It's possible, but I haven't seen anything about it.
Notice how he's waffling because he doesn't want me to look bad.
What he's admitting is that it's possible that they could do it, but it's not likely that they're going to.
Radio Shack filed for Chapter 11, selling half of its stores. About 2,000 of the stores.
You're getting some bargains on a Walkman today.
A hedge fund is going to buy the rest of the stores. You knew that was coming. 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.